98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guest has taken the internet by storm. Over 5 million followers, more than 1.5 million cookbooks sold, and Bored of Lunch creator Nathan Anthony is back with his sixth book, Bored of Lunch, Healthy Fakeaways. Well, myself and Brendan caught up with Nathan last week, and we started by asking him what makes his new book different from the others.
And yet something different. I think this is the first book that we've done that's just kind of combining air fryer and slow cooker in one book. Wow. But yeah, it's a really, really exciting book.
How long does it take you to put all the recipes together?
Probably about 10 months. It takes about a year from pen to print, usually for a cookbook. So roughly about 10 months, and then you go through recipe tests and you get people that test the recipe so that, yes, I might think they're nice, but other people might say, no, I don't like that there, you know? So the recipe testing is really important. But yeah, about 12 months in total to get a book from kind of concept onto a shelf. Yeah.
Was there one recipe or one, I guess, takeaway that you wanted to fake that kickstarted the whole idea?
No, just too many, the whole thing, honestly. I just love a fakeaway. Yeah. And same. I'd say to the publisher, I was like, why don't we just do a whole book of fakeaways, but just make it even better, just use an air fryer and a slow cooker.
Yeah.
We've done things like a stuffed crust pizza and things like that. So doing your pizza dough in the air fryer.
Nice.
Do you know, honey chili chicken, honey chili beef, do you know, sweet and sour. Just things that you wouldn't typically really cook in an air fryer and a slow cooker. We've tried to kind of go to town and do something really, really different. And the main, obviously, focus is to save people time and money. Do you know, save people money on takeaways and restaurants. And then, obviously, the health aspect of it as well. Do you know, there's macros and there's calories if people are into that. But yeah, it was a really exciting book to write, and I think people will love it. And as well as takeaways, there's also kind of like restaurant focus as well. So there's a chapter kind of dining out scored in, so it's kind of like your restaurant food, so a bit more refined restaurant food, but at home as well. So if you don't want a takeaway, here's a restaurant section that you can make kind of bougie meals for a date night, or just if you fancy treating yourself.
Is there one recipe that stands out that people always ask you about?
It'll definitely be a fakeaway. It'll probably be something like, well, we done donuts in the air fryer recently, and people love that.
Nice.
They were like jam filled donuts as well, and people were like, I never thought that I would make donuts in the air fryer.
Yeah.
It's just flour and yogurt, really, with a bit of oil and plenty of heat. And people were like, yeah, donuts in an air fryer, and then just fill them with jam, but wrote a bit of butter and sugar, and yeah, healthier than buying them in.
Let's talk about the actual air fryer. Are you passionate on size, double drawer, kind of two drawers beside each other, one on top of the other? Where, like, do you have strong feelings on this?
I have too many air fryers because people keep sending me them as well. I know. And then there's like, there's a new one. You're like, well, that one has a different button that last one didn't have, and now I can do this. But they are a really, really good piece of kit. You know, and I think, you know, there's different buttons on it that people probably don't use. There's dehydrate sections on it as well. So
mine's not that fancy.
No, yours isn't that. Yours is just green and red.
I'm into the entry level air fryer.
On and off.
Yeah.
I think having two drawers is really, really good because you can put, say, a whole chicken in one, or, you know, your veg in one, and then you can do your potatoes or chips in another.
I can tell you now, I am not filling a whole chicken in my air fryer.
You only think that they're quite the baskets.
No, I'm not.
Really?
No,
baskets,
it's a small one.
They're quite deceiving, though. They
really?
Actually, they are. If you put it out. You'll put a chicken in it and you'll be surprised. Honestly,
I'll show you when you come over.
I'll try that later.
Yeah, stick that in the ninja.
I have no kitchen, so all I have is an air fryer.
George Foreman obviously has his own grill. Would you ever release your own air fryer?
I don't know. I think we're at that point now where kind of, I work with Ninja anyway. So
yes.
And they are, you know, they have the best air fryers in the market as well. I think we're at the point now where there is an element of market saturation with air fryers. You know, everybody has one. So I think if you were going to bring out an air fryer brand, I think you might have missed the boat. I think the key market players have done it now.
Or it might need to do something different.
Yeah.
Yes.
It could do something different.
Well, there are different ones. You know, there's glass air fryers and all now. You see the Ninja Crispy where you can look through it and you can watch the food cook. No, it's not. No, I know. It cooks quicker though. But yeah, I wouldn't bring out my own, no. I don't have time. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably writing another book now, I'd say.
We already are in the next one. We're on 7 and 8.
Wow.
You're that far ahead.
Look, I know it's only November, but Christmas is around the corner. Mm-hmm. Can you do your entire Christmas dinner in an air fryer?
You can, because I had to do it on live TV once.
Oh, yeah.
They made me cook a full Christmas dinner in an air fryer on This Morning, which is like one of the biggest shows in the UK for daytime TV.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think we can do this. Like, you know, a whole turkey, a ham, jeez, Yorkshire puddings, stuffing, or carrots or potatoes. And we've done it live. And you can do it.
Yeah.
But it's just like you have to scatter it. You know, you have to, you're not going to get it all done at once. But the main thing for me in a Christmas dinner in your air fryer is that it shouldn't be used for your dinner. It should be used for additional capacity for when you're cooking your Christmas dinner. Yeah. So, you know, obviously you could do your turkey in the oven. You can actually fit a turkey crown in the air fryer. So you can try that in your one basket.
In my basic air fryer.
But yeah, always use your kind of air fryer as overflow and additional capacity. Get healthy fakeaways as a Christmas present. Or yeah, get it under those trees because Christmas is coming.
And do you cook for your friends and family a lot?
Yeah, but when I'm at home, you know, as well. But
yes,
there is an element of, you know, cooking is my job. So the last thing that you might want to do some evenings is cook yourself, because you're testing and you're cooking all day. It's kind of like you doing this. You wouldn't want to go home and sit and do this all
day. I don't talk to anyone after I do the dark
room. In a dark room, don't speak to anybody.
Do you have a dream celebrity guest that you'd love to have dinner with?
Always Miriam Margolyes.
Icon.
Love her. Yeah, I just think she's fantastic. I could speak to her for hours and hours and hours. She's just iconic. She doesn't care what she thinks, or she doesn't care what anybody else thinks.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she's very forthcoming with her opinions. She also farted on live TV as well, and she's just
on more than one occasion.
Yeah, she done it on Graham Norton.
Yeah.
She done it on This Morning. Yeah. I just like, can you imagine having a guest and they just saying, "Oh, sorry, I just farted." So that's. But I wouldn't want her to fart at my table. But I would.
No,
I would
you
love
would
to
like
have.
To
I would.
Like,
I would.
Maybe absolutely. After the sprouts, if you're doing the Christmas dinner again. Yeah. Nathan Anthony, healthy fakeaways is out everywhere now. We can find you at Board of Lunch. Thanks for coming to see us.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glamour.
Prizes.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Yes, every morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast, we play Matchy Matchy and give you the chance to win yourself a boatload of fabulous prizes, as told by AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Step into the world of virtual reality with this cool all-in-one headset.
Speaking of your head, how do you and your friend fancy a stylish blow dry?
Looks spectacular when you win. Matchy Matchy.
Oh, those two. I love the new prize. Oh, you and your pal getting a curly blow dry together. Nothing better. Good morning to Alison in Clondalkin, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Alison, are you fond of a curly blow dry?
I am fond of a curly blow dry when I have a head of extensions in.
Alison, if you win the curly blow dry, who's coming with you?
I'm my daughter.
Ah, very good. Nice, and do you have your daughter with you this morning?
I have my daughter and my son with me, yes.
Oh, great. What's the names?
Lila and Lenny.
And a very good morning. Are they off to school this morning?
They are going off to school this morning.
You're sending them out in that rain, are you?
Yeah, I've got to walk.
Listen. It's a bit rotten out there, but sure, hopefully it brightens up later on. Alison, who would you guys like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Well, Lila wants to pick Rebecca.
I'm going.
Well, Rebecca has a good track record, fairness. Go on, off you pop.
Okay.
Ta-ra. Find yourself out there in the morning. It's raining. Wet. There's a puddle in the pud. Yeah. Okay. She's gone. Right. Alison in Clondalkin, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's have a look at this envelope here now. Right. Your first word this morning, Alison, is motor.
Bike. Motorbike.
That's a good one. Okay. Your second word this morning, Alison, is show.
Show.
Show. S-H-O-W.
Show. Oh, girl. Showtime.
Showtime.
Okay.
Good one. It's a lot of excitement in the house this morning.
Excited, yeah.
And your final word this morning is hot.
Tub. Yeah.
Great.
Or cold. Hot tub.
What would you like?
Go cold.
Like Katy Perry. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Right, so you gave me motor,
bike, show, time, and hot cold. Alison, are you ready to lock them in?
Yep, go
All
for
right.
it.
All right, let's lock them in and bring Rebecca back from the booth. Rebecca, you're wanted. Come on, you're wanted. In you get. In you get. There you go. She's back. She's wading through the water to the studio.
There was a little wreath in there.
A wreath?
Yeah.
What's that?
For the Christmas.
Oh, is it? That's what's signifying the death of our careers. Right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your first word this morning is motor.
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 Motorbike.
Motorbike. Okay. Your second word this morning is show.
Showtime.
Okay.
It's showtime.
It's showtime, baby. And your third word this morning is hot.
Cold.
Hot, cold. Rebecca, have you matched with Alison? You have! You've done it again!
Guys,
you have done it again!
No! Sorry, producer Russell, producer Cole, and Pat, our boss, have ran down the stairs.
You have done it again.
Alison, so happy for you guys. You're getting the curly blow dry, Alison.
I can't believe you've done it again.
Guys, no.
I can't believe it matched the tree.
I mean, they were great answers, in fairness.
Guys,
so,
the VR headset for the kids and Alison, you're going to get the curly blow dry.
I'm so happy. Do you know what? What? No better way to start a week on a Tuesday.
I cannot believe it, lads. Oh, Alison, so happy for you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. Oh, do you know what? Fair play. I don't know how you keep doing it.
I really didn't think that was going to happen.
Here, just something mystical and magical about you with this matchy-matchy.
Mystic Reb is back.
I am telling you. Anyway, another chance to win. I haven't even got the words. Another chance to win for you. Matchy-matchy.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.